I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A Florida man was arrested after he threatened another person with a machete, all this over a bag of potato chips.
You should get with that machete-wielding chick in L.A. that was threatening the Kardashians at their store.
Maybe that's his sister or something. That'd be kind of awkward if they got with each other.
Soulmates. Knife mates.
The incident started when the man who had just been released from prison, well, there you go, that could have been the headline, stole $17 worth of chips from a delivery truck. After being confronted, the man pulled out his machete and fled in a vehicle with a woman.
Look, once you pop, you can't stop.
Whoa. Don't blame this on Pringles. I feel like this one might be like potato Lays or like Lay's potato chips or something.
You think? I just saw was a scientific study that was done. I saw yesterday that said there is an ingredient in Pringles that literally like releases some kind of chemical in your brain that
like
makes you
salt.
You're not able to stop eating.
You know what? Man, okay. Well, I don't want to admit that because I love Pringles.
I love Pringles too.
Do you think that we could like maybe go that low one day?
I currently have like a can of Pringles that I've been eating out of sitting on my couch. I just leave it there because when I sit down and watch TV, I want easy access right there, you and me.
Wait. How many times have you used this can of Pringles?
Well, it's the same can. I mean, I've had it for a couple days.
Oh, wow. I usually get one day. When I open them, like, they're gone. Like,
yeah, mine lasts about 2 days.
Do you ever, like, double or triple stack them, or do you actually go individually one Pringle at a time?
You have to eat one at a time. You can't into a stack.
Yeah, you do at least two or three, so it's really crunchy. You're telling, oh, my, how do you... You have so much patience. I don't know how you do that. You'll take one Pringle.
Yes.
Eat it. Crunch. Chew, chew, chew. Then another?
Ew, I can't believe that you bite into like a stack.
Oh,
that gives me like cold chills.
In this conversation, you're a weirdo.
No, you like, are. No, I've never heard of anyone doing that.
All right, Joe and Alex Show. Tweet us right now. If you're listening right now, if you do like one Pringle at a time, or you do like two, three, or four, like I'm not saying like you do like 10 of them at once, but nobody eats one Pringle at a time, Alex.
Yeah,
oh my
everyone
gosh.
Does.
Oh my God. You have so much self-control that and you're saving your virginity. Oh my God. How are you doing all of this? Well, continuing on with the potato chip guy though, he ended up being, you know, in the vehicle, taking the women. The driver called the cops and gave them a description of the vehicle. The guy ended up leading cops on a chase where he rammed several vehicles and drove through a chain link fence. The guy finally gave up shortly after driving through the fence. He was charged with armed robbery. So he's going to have to save up some of that commissary now in prison to get those chips again.
And now we'll have gruel, no chips.
No gruel for you either. A 57-year-old guy near Lansing, Michigan, kind of where I grew up, got drunk at a bar the other night and he wanted some McDonald's. I mean, who doesn't? McDonald's and Taco Bell are my go-to. My wife won't let me get White Castle because I get really stinky farts.
I love White Castle.
Oh, yeah. She won't let me go there because I get stinky farts. So he drove there. When he got there, all the lights were off. So obviously they were closed for the night. Sucks to be you. But he pulled up to the drive-thru anyways and tried to order. I've done that before, too. I'm like, oh, maybe they're open. I'm like, hey, hello.
Even when the lights are off, I'm like, are you sure you're closed? Like, are you sure?
Like, you don't have anything extra? You could just whoop a little bean burrito together for me or something like that? Well, yeah. But nobody came to the speaker. Nobody was answering him, and he was not happy on it. So he laid on his car horn, like, beep. He did it for 15 minutes straight, just holding it. Beep.
I'd call the police. No. Calling the police. Bye. Calling the tow truck company. Bye.
15 minutes straight. Well, yeah, then he yelled profanities into the speaker. Then finally, he's like, you know what? Forget this. I'm taking off. So he ended up flooring it. He ended up peeling out, like burning his tires up. And he ended up hitting a curb on the road and getting a flat tire. Well, guess who was there like 20 feet away this whole time?
A cop. Of course.
Which
good.
Is impressive. A cop waited 15 minutes for all this to go down. Just like,
yeah, what was he doing? Was he checking his Facebook? I don't understand.
He was eating popcorn.
He was there watching it the whole time. So he pulled over and they arrested him for drunk driving. And did you guys hear about this story here in Indiana? Like, how dumb was this director for a movie that they were shooting? Cops in Indiana shot an actor portraying an armed robber while filming a scene at a bar.
I saw this and I couldn't believe it.
I couldn't either. It's like, okay, that's a funny, like, you know, fake story, but it's real. Some people thought it was a real robbery and called 911. When officers arrived, the actor came out of the bar wearing a ski mask and carrying a fake handgun. When officers told him to put down the gun, the guy looked at them stunned, like, what is this? Officers fired one shot, somehow missed, which scares me that they missed. It ricocheted off the building. Nobody got hurt. They then pulled the guy then pulled the ski mask off and told the officers he was filming a movie. Officers said no one notified them about the filming. No one was injured during the incident. That director is now taking blame. Like, yeah, I didn't think about calling the cops to tell them we're going to shoot a robbery scene.
And you're also supposed to post like signs everywhere. Like, this is this is a movie set, blah, blah, blah. You're supposed to do all that stuff. Yeah. By the way, we're getting people tweeting us about the Pringle thing.
Yes. What are people saying about the Pringle? I told Alex I couldn't believe that when she has a Pringle, she'll have one at a time, like just individual. She never does two or three. I'm like, that, you have so much patience. Like, everybody does at least two or three Pringles.
Do you bite into a stack or just eat one at a time?
Oh, you're talking about at a time?
Yeah.
Oh, one at a time. Yeah. Sure.
You individually take one Pringle out.
I thought you meant she just ate one.
No.
I was out producing. I just walked in the room.
Yeah. He'll grab a stack of like five and bite into it.
No.
Oh, you're out of your mind.
No, I said two or three. I said I never, you can't just do one Pringle at a time.
Yeah, I'm an individual Pringle person,
Liv. Oh my gosh.
I eat everything individually, even like one piece of popcorn at a time.
Yes, Web Girl Liv and I for the win. Samantha says,
I eat one
Pringle at a time. # too much mess. Tristan, one at a time is a sin.
Exactly. Alyssa, to hell.
Alyssa said, oh my God, about the Pringles. Stacks on stacks on stacks. Alex, you're weird. Alyssa said, I eat one at a time, but sometimes two when I make the Pringles look like a duck mouth. And Benson said, come on, man, one at a time. Savor the flavor. And Bella Candle Company said, Alex, come on, you're the weirdo.
You are.
Yeah, well, I'm burning
your candles,
Bella.
So how many at a time?
Like two or three. I'm not doing like half.
Like 15?
I'm not doing half the Pringle thing. No, I want to enjoy it.
But you want more than one at the same time?
Liv's going to the movie theater and you're eating one piece of popcorn. Like,
yep, literally, I eat one piece of. I don't like bite into a singular piece.
Pet peeve on a date: if I'm on a first date and the guy that I'm on the date with, we get fries, and he puts more than one fry in his mouth at a time, I'm grossed out.
What? Oh my God! I can't. You take two or three fries and dip them in ketchup.
No.
Oh my. No wonder your signal. That explains everything right there. And Liv, I don't even understand scientifically how, if we went to a movie theater, if you got a small bag of popcorn, how would you finish that bag of popcorn before the movie's over?
I mean, I can do it. Whatever.
I've never finished all I've never finished
maybe
a bag of popcorn.
One at a time, yeah.
My popcorn's done before the movie starts. So maybe we can meet a compromise right there. All right, bottom line, I'm not going to say I'm weird, so you guys must all be weird. Those right there are your dummies
obviously.
Obviously. Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.